I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, y'all. This is Joe Tower, the creator of Tales of Male Folly, a storytelling series based in LA that for the last 3 years has curated content both live and online meant to put the shame and embarrassment back into being a man. Now, you may have noticed on our social media and website that we've changed our name. Maybe it didn't. It's pretty minimal. But maybe it did. The truth is, we've been changing a lot lately. First, a couple years ago, we dropped our initial show title, Boys Will Be Boys, because of an obvious association with a culture we don't want to be associated with. Next, and most recently, we began incorporating all female shows because it suddenly felt very problematic to be exclusively male, even if the spirit of that is tongue-in-cheek. The philosophy of our show has always been to point a finger at men, but also to cut away all the social bullshit associated with being male to bring to light the actual good dudes that are still out there in the world. In that way, it's sort of become something more. And so we're going to change again to stay on what we think is the right side of the culture tide. So from here on out, our show, our podcast, and all our curated content is going to be geared toward mining everyone's daily life for stories of shame and embarrassment. This, y'all, is Tales of Our Folly. Thanks so much for listening. Once again, you guys, we're pulling a story from our brilliant show this last March at Three of Clubs. This is Miss Yanni Monshine, an actress from New York who calls L.A. home when she's not traveling around the country shooting TV and film projects. She's also known for her philanthropic work as a founder of volunteer and fundraising organization Charitable Living. Here, Yanni takes us back in time to one of her very first auditions, where she took the credo, go big or go home, a little bit too far. Stay tuned for Yanni Monshine's tale of female folly.
Hi. I'm really glad I can't see anyone's face. So before I get into this story, I want to tell you a couple things about myself. I'm a perfectionist. I like everything to be planned out weeks, months in advance. If I don't have that much time, then I'll take minutes, anything to just really plan something through. Another thing to know about me is that I'm all or nothing. I go big or, I don't know, I've never actually gone home. So I just go big all the time, just massive in everything I do. So this story starts when I'm living in New York. I'm doing the Act of Value Pack, Law and Order, Off-Broadway theater. And I get an agent and I'm excited and I'm like getting a couple jobs here and there. And I get the idea that every New York actor gets to move to LA. So my agent's like, no, wait, push it off. And I'm like, no, this is the time, I'm on fire. I booked a commercial, this is it. And so I use that money that I got from the commercial to move to LA. First party I go to from my agent in LA that had an office here, I meet a woman who's a manager, and again, the actor thing back in 2003 was to have 75 VHS tapes in your trunk just in case someone wanted your reel. And she did. And she signed me like 2 days later. I'm killing it, guys. I'm killing it. So I had a commercial agent in New York. They had a branch here. Set me up with a meeting with them. They're like, we're going to get you out. You were doing it in New York. You're going to do it here. I'm like, great. things are happening. Everything's awesome. I get my first commercial audition, and it's for Toyota. So I go to the audition. I do fine. You know, it's kind of like left, right, take a picture, tell me about your day. I leave. I get a call back. So now I'm like, this is the start of my career. I'm going to be the biggest, I don't know, something that's ever walked the streets of L.A. from this Toyota commercial. So third thing, positive thinker, very optimistic. That's who I am. So the callback for this is epic. It's in Santa Monica. It's at this hangar warehouse. They have the car there. They have a video village, which is like, you know, monitors, a couple of cameras. They have the director, the clients, producers, all outside in front of this car. And then there's about, I would say, six groups of five, because we're all supposed to be in this car together. And we're all auditioning for this callback. So it's huge. This is it, guys. So what they, this is the rest of my life. So what they do is they bring up two groups so that the one group can watch the first group do it. And then they kind of flow that way. So you don't have to keep learning each time. So I'm watching from a distance because they have all eight groups like kind of along this back wall. So we kind of see the car in a distance. We see what's going on, but when you get up there is when you really get to know it. So I'm watching the group go ahead of me. They have someone in the driver's seat, someone in the passenger seat, and then two people in the back seats against each door. And then the fifth person is supposed to crawl up the roof of the car, and then easy. Sunroof is open, and then they're supposed to somehow get in through the sunroof, and the advertisement is like, it seats five, it's so spacious, huge sunroof, that whole idea, right? So the girl in the group, because it's a woman, surprise, surprise, crawling up the hood of the car. So the girl in the group ahead of me is adorable. I mean, tight, beautiful. She just has the perfect, you know, the blue t-shirt outfit everyone tells you to wear. She's got that going. And perfect. She just slinks up the hood of the car, gets to the top, does a little spin around, and then dips her feet into the sunroof, does a little pop, and then gets down, done. It was perfection and amazing. So I'm seeing her and I'm like, got it. I'm taking notes because, right, I'm like, I got a plan for this. So I'm like taking notes and like, ooh, I can do that and I can, great. So now it's my turn. And they don't have to go over it again because I just saw it and, you know. And again, there's cameras, there's a director, there's clients all right here. No pressure, but just like, this is just what's happening. So... No, it's going to go great, guys. It's going to go great. So I get on the roof of the hood of the Toyota, and I start doing like a little climb, and my left foot slips, and I just slip onto the hood off of the car. So the director comes over, a client come over, and they're like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. A PA helps me up. I'm good. Let's try it again. Cool, okay. So I'm like, okay, how did I fuck that up? I've got on sneakers. It's the hood of a car. Like, how did I ruin this? So I'm trying to like get it together and figure it out in this next turn. So I go again. I climb up. I get my foot. And I'm like, maybe if I do something. Nope. There it is again. This time, I hit my head on the roof of the... So now they come over. Oh, my God, are you okay? Are you all right? Do you need ice? No, I'm fine. I needed ice, guys. I needed ice. But you know what? I'm gonna shake it off. I'm fine. Third time's the charm. And it was. I got up there, right? So I'm climbing. But again, all or nothing. So now I'm like, I just fucked that up twice. Third time I got up there, I can't just like do what that girl did to get into the sunroof. I gotta try something new. I blame them for this. Because if I'm the director and I see someone ruin it twice, we're gonna just switch you out with somebody in the car. I'm just gonna maybe move you to another group. We're not doing this again. But no, they let me go again. So I'm up on the top, and I decide I'm gonna go head first. Solid plan, guys, solid plan. I'm gonna go head first into the roof of the car. And so I do. I was so excited about this plan that I didn't think about what would happen when I got in the car. So I'm diving in. My belt gets caught on the lip of the sunroof. So my legs are in the air, out. I can't yet reach the seat because my belt is hooked to the sunroof. And I know what you're thinking. Surely one of these four motherfuckers in the car are gonna help you get in. Surely there's that like, we're all in this together. Or even we want this shit to be over with, so we'll help you get nothing. They just, the two just stayed on the side of the car. Nobody looked at me, no one helped. So I'm struggling, right, to get my belt off of the sunroof. I do. I then plant my hands onto the back seat. But again, I didn't think about how gracefully I'm gonna get the rest of my body into the car. So I kind of buckle into that like hump in the middle of the back seat. And I'm folded in at this point. Now that I can fully make eye contact, kind of like, really, bitch? Like, nobody wants. So I do that, and then finally, each one takes a side, they kind of pull me in. And so I finally get in and I get my legs down, and then I pop out because I felt like I still needed to close it, you know? I still needed to, like, you know, because I'm still here. I didn't really, you know, so. So I do that, pop out, and I sit down, and you can't cry in this situation. You've got to own it. You've got to be like, I fucking nailed that, guys, right? So I just kind of sat there, and, you know, they finished out the whatever nonsense the driver and the passenger were doing, and we get out of the car, and I think a week later, my commercial agent dropped me. But I don't think it had anything to do with that. But you know, as an actor in my heart, I was like, yeah, somebody called them and complained about my major fuck up. But that is my most embarrassing but favorite story to tell, because it reminds me that I will persevere. And I will, even upside down in the back of a Toyota, you can't get me. And that, I hold on to that. So, thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.